Well, good evening. So good to see everybody. I want to thank Miss Kay for that beautiful music, as always. If you would, let's take your programs and turn to page one and stand with me. We're going to begin our evening with a responsive reading. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. May our worship glorify God and acknowledge his love through his Son, Jesus Christ. You can be seated. Today we will light the first candle of the Advent wreath. The Advent wreath guides the thoughts of our church family as we worship. The glowing flames of the candles remind us of the Star of Bethlehem, but more importantly, they remind us of the light of the world, Jesus Christ. The lighting of the candles calls us to worship and to set this time apart as holy. The Advent wreath contains five candles. Four around the circumference of the wreath, and one in the center. Each has a meaning and is lit on a particular Sunday leading up to Christmas Day. Today, we light the candle of hope.
The poinsettias, the scripture comes from Matthew 2, 1 through 2, and 7 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently, What time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
The bright blood red poinsettia has become the most popular of all Christmas flowers. The star of the leaf is said to represent the star that stood over the Christ child. The red flower stands for the blood of Christ, who came to be our Savior. Tonight we have decorated the front of our sanctuary with poinsettias. Each poinsettia has been placed in memory or in honor of someone special.
Now it's time to sing hymn number 85, The First Noel. Let's stand and sing hymn number 85.
Beloved, let love one another, for God is love, and everyone that loveth him or loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And in this was manifested love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
The wreaths that we have hung also have symbolic significance. Their endless circle reminds us of the endless love of God. Their green color, which is evergreen, reminds us that the new life that God gives to us will never die.
Okay. Hymn number 87, Joy to the World. Let's sing the first and the fourth stanzas.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
John 3:14-18. We call this service tonight the hanging of the greens, because traditionally, evergreens have been used to emphasize the nativity. Green represents renewal, new life, freshness, and new birth. Plants such as pine, fir, holly, ivy, and mistletoe are called evergreens because they do not die. Throughout all seasons of the year, they remain evergreen. It is no wonder that we decorate our sanctuary and homes with evergreens during the season. It reminds us of the life that was and is evergreen, ever alive.
Now let's sing all stanzas of hymn number 88, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. the Christmas bells. The scripture comes from Psalm 66, 1 through 2. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious.
Hark how the bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. These familiar words remind us of the importance of the ringing of the bells during the Christmas season. Their beautiful sounds remind us of the joy we feel in our own hearts and the joy we want to share with the others during the season.
The Christmas tree, Isaiah 55:12-13. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The Christmas tree began as an offering to God. God blessed the offering, and it became a strong and praise and thanksgiving to him. It continues as a witness to his love and his glory, as a proclamation of his holy name through the Son, Jesus, the Christ, our Lord. The Christmas is a combination of parts of two words, Christ and monogram. A Christmas is just that, a monogram of Christ. Over the years, it has developed that a Christmas may be a monogram, a sign, a type, or a combination of such symbols. The one requirement is that it must refer primarily to our Lord and God. And all of the ornaments on these trees that you see in front of you are made of white and gold ornaments.
Let's sing hymn number 86, the first and fourth stanzas, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
The gospel is something that we pass along, the light of the world, while we continue to light the candles. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." If you would join me on page 3 of your program as we resume in responsive reading worship. Says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The hour of worship ends. Through praise, adoration, and proclamation, we have worshiped the living God. Let us rid our hearts of selfishness, thoughtlessness, and vain pride. So may we live in preparation for the coming of God's Son to do his holy will. So may we live in preparation for the coming of God's kingdom. May we too become mindful of God's glories. So may the blessed Spirit always guide us and lead us into the ways of peace. So may we offer ourselves and our substance to God.
Let's sing Silent Night, hymn number 91.
Well, as we enter this Christmas season, may we remember, as the old saying goes, Jesus is the reason for the season. And the greatest Christmas gift that was ever given was given by God when He sent His Son to us. May we remember and may we proclaim the truth that we know as we looked at this morning, that Jesus is God's Son and He came to this earth. He didn't come to be a baby. He came to be our Savior. So please pass that along as the Holy Spirit gives you opportunity and opens doors. If you would, carefully, when we're finished, blow your candle out, and there should be a box at the back. Just drop them in that box as you head out. And thank you all for being here, and love each and every one of you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the greatest gift that was ever given, the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending Him. Thank you for loving us in a world of darkness, in a world covered in sin. You loved us and you showed your grace to us by sending your Son to die on the cross. Even when we did not love you, you loved us. And during this Christmas season, may we be mindful of, as the song said, your glory. May we be mindful of your presence in our lives. And the opportunities you give us, may we take advantage of every moment of every day to bring honor and glory to you alone. But I pray a special blessing on each one that's here. Keep them safe, and may they have a wonderful holiday season. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.